Yes, so this, let me just get a song book. This song is a very special song. It's written by Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Jayaraja Madhava. Prabhupada said, everything is there. Mother Yashoda, the cowherd boys, the gopis, Yamuna, what else? Giriraj, Govardhan Hill is there. Let me see. I hear this, 48. Let me just quickly read it for you. Krishna is the lover of Radha, Jayaraja Madhava. He displays many amorous pastimes in the groves of Vrindavan, Kunja Bihari. He is the lover of the coward maidens of Raj, Gopi Janavallabha. The holder of the great hill named Govardhan, Giri Varadhari, the beloved son of Mother Yashoda, Yashoda Nandana, the delighter of the inhabitants of Raj, Braja Janaranjana, and he wanders in the forests. He wanders in the forest along the banks of the river Yamuna Tira Vana Chari. And then here it's written by one of Prabhupada's disciples. Srila Prabhupada was very fond of this song and sang it just before his lectures in Allahabad and Gorakhpur. Srila Prabhupada fell into a trance after singing the first two lines, and after some time he came back into the external consciousness and said, "Now just chant Hare Krishna." Srila Prabhupada said that this song is a picture of Vrindavan. Everything is there. Srimati Radharani, Vrindavan, Govardhan, Yashoda, and all the coward boys. So I'll just give you my limited realizations. So Jayaraja Madhava, that's Radha and Krishna, or Radha and Gopinath. Kunja Bihari, it says here, he displays many amorous pastimes in the groves of Vrindavan. Kunja means like a grove, Kunja. And then Gopi Janavallabha. So this was explained to me by Lokanath Maharaj. He said this Gopi Janavallabha means that it says here, he's the lover of the coward maidens of Raj. Now, it's a little bit, how do you say, esoteric knowledge, but it's understood, we sing it actually every morning, this Tulsi Puja, that most of our acharyas, they're actually gopis. And we're praying to Tulsi Devi that please let me also become a gopi. I don't think we have time not to discuss the whole Tulsi song, which actually, it would be also a nice lecture. But the point is that if we become followers of the acharyas, then Giri Varadhari, Krishna will protect us. Krishna will protect us. Because that's the meaning of Giri Varadhari, that he protected the coward girls and everybody in Vrindavan by lifting up Govardhan Hill with his left pink. And so Krishna protects his devotees. And even if you're not a devotee, if you become the servant of a devotee, then you're included. So you just serve the acharyas and the servants of the acharyas, and then you'll be okay. Then Krishna will protect you. Yashoda Nandana. So he's the darling son of Mother Yashoda. Braja Janaranjana. So everybody loves Krishna. So Mother Yashoda loves Krishna, and everybody in Vrindavan loves Krishna. It's quite amazing, actually. And then the last sentence, Yamuna Tira Vanachari, it means that even though all the gopis love Krishna and everybody loves Krishna, Mother Yashoda and everybody, still he's detached and he just wanders off to the Yamuna into the forest. So this is another lesson. Like Lord Bhishma, he said that Bhishma is considered one of the most staunch brahmacharis in the world because he was a kshatriya. And for a kshatriya to be a brahmachari or a celibate monk, it's next to impossible. It's very difficult because kshatriyas are very passionate. It's a long story, I won't get into it. But he said that actually Krishna is the best of the brahmacharis because he was in the forest with all these young damsels and still he left them. So this is just another aspect of Krishna's, because now we're going to read Bhagavad Gita, of one of his opulence is called renunciation. So Krishna is the greatest renouncer also. He has all the opulences, Like I just explained, he's got so many nice, wonderful friends and foster parents, but still he can be renounced. So we can also learn from that. And when we sing this song, we can think like that, that, you know, Krishna will protect me, and at the same time, I should be detached. I should just, actually, I'm going to Vrindavan. I mean, Krishna willing, you never know what happens. In February, and hopefully I can go to the Yamuna and, you know, try and become a little bit detached. Okay. So any comments or questions on this? Okay. So then we'll just continue with the class. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Reading from Bhagavad Gita as it is, by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, Founder Acharya of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Chapter 2, Contents of the Sita, of the Gita Summarized. And text number 60. Yesterday we did Param Drishtva Nivartate, and today we'll do the next one, text 60. Please repeat. Yeah, we're reading from the word for word. It's a little different than the Sanskrit in the verse, because it's Sanskrit is a phonetic language. So when you have the word separate, it's differently pronounced. So please repeat. Yatataha hi api kanteya purushasya vipaschitaha indriyani pramatini haranti prasabham manaha yatato yapi kanteya yatato yapi kanteya purushasya vipaschitaha indriyani pramatini haranti prasabham manaha haranti prasabham manaha yathato yapi kaunteya purushasya vipaschitaha indriyani pramatini haranti prasabham manaha yathato yapi kaunteya purushasya vipaschitaha indriyani pramatini haranti prasabham manaha yathato yapi kaunteya purushasya vipaschita indriyani pramatini haranti prasabham manaha. You want to try, Paul? You want to try it? Okay. Yatato yapi kanteya purushasya vipaschita indriyani pramatini haranti prasabham manaha. Anyone else? Would you like to try? No? Would you like to try? Okay. So, please repeat. Yatataha. While endeavoring, he certainly, api, in spite of, kanteya, O son of Kunti, purushasya, of a man, vipaschitaha, full of discriminating knowledge, indriyani, the senses, pramatini, agitating, haranti, throw, Prasabam, by force. Manaha, the mind. Translation. The senses are so strong and impetuous, O Arjuna, that they forcibly carry away the mind, even of a man of discrimination who is endeavoring to control them. Purport. There are many learned sages, philosophers, and transcendentalists who try to conquer the senses. But in spite of their endeavors, even the greatest of them sometimes fall victim to material sense enjoyment due to the agitated mind. Even Vishvamrita, a great sage and perfect yogi, was misled by Manaka into sex enjoyment, although the yogi was endeavoring for sense control with severe types of penance and yoga practice. And of course, there are so many similar instances in the history of the world. Therefore, it is very difficult to control the mind and senses without being fully Krishna conscious. Without engaging the mind in Krishna, one cannot cease such material engagements. A practical example is given by Sri Yamunacharya, a great saint and devotee, who says, Yat avadi mama cheta Krishna padara vinde, nava nava rasad damanye udjatam rantum asit, tat avadi bata nari sangame smaryamane, bhavati mukha vikara shushtu nisti vanancha. Since my mind has been engaged in the service of the lotus feet of Lord Krishna, and I have been enjoying an ever new transcendental humor, whenever I think of sex life with a woman, my face at once turns from it, and I spit at the thought. Krishna consciousness is such a transcendently nice thing that automatically material enjoyment becomes distasteful. It is as if a hungry man had satisfied his hunger by a sufficient quantity of nutritious eatables. Maharaj Ambarish also conquered a great yogi, Durvasa Muni, simply because his mind was engaged in Krishna consciousness. Savai mana Krishna padara vindayor, vachangshi vaikunta gunanuvarna ne. Om agyana timarandasya, ginanjana salakaya, chakshur militam yena, tasmai shri gurave namaha. Sri Chaitanya manobhistang stapitang yena bhutale, svayang rupa kadamayang dadati svapadantikam. Vandehang Sri Guru Sri Yuta Parakamalang Sri Gurun Vaishnavangscha Sri Rupang Sagrajatam Sagana Raghunatang Vitang Tang Sujivang Sadvaitang Savadutang Parijana Saitang Krishna Chaitanya Devang Sri Radha Krishna Padhan Sagana Lalita Sri Vishakang Vitangscha. He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopisha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrinda Vanishwari Rishabhanu Sutadevi Pranamami Haripriye Vansha Kalpa Taruvyascha Kripa Sindhuvya Evacha Patitanang Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadhadhar Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Yatatya pikantaya, purushasya vipaschita, indriyani pramatini, haranti prasabang manaha. Haranti prasabang manaha. It will carry away the mind of even a man who tries to control them. The agitated mind, pramatini, agitating. The senses are so strong and impetuous, O Arjuna, that they forcibly carry away the mind, even of a man of discrimination who is endeavoring to control them. Yeah, this is something I was looking at yesterday. I'm not sure if I can find it now. But there is a verse in the third chapter. And in that verse, in the purport, Prabhupada explains that the sense objects, and any shopkeeper knows this, are more powerful than the senses. In other words, if you see something, sense object, you know, then you get attracted by that, and it's very difficult to control that. In fact, you know, I mean, I assume that all of us are devotees. We know the way to do it is to get a better engagement. And that is actually what we discussed yesterday. Param drishva nivartante. I can just repeat it quickly because it's a very important verse. It says here, Krishna explains, the embodied soul may be restricted from sense enjoyment, but the taste for sense enjoyment remains. But ceasing such engagements by experiencing a higher taste, he is fixed in consciousness. So, like for instance, now the devotees went to Brussels to distribute Srila Prabhupada's books, and I was there also for 2 weeks. And then sometimes you get pulled away by so many, sense objects. But because you're there doing your duty, I mean, at least that is how I approached it, you don't really get so much distracted. And then you're also, that part was also explained, that you have the power of the association of the other devotees. Because that's one of the golden rules for devotional life that was taught to me by one of my bhakta leaders. I had 3 in total. He said, always stay in the association of devotees. We would even go together to the bathroom. We wouldn't allow each other to go alone. And it was more out of friendship than that one or the other was trying to control the other person. So, and it's, you never know what happens. You might go to the bathroom and then, you know, some beautiful girl, or if you're a woman, some beautiful man. But if you're together, then you're always protected. So that, and it's a general rule, sadhu sangha, it's very important. It's a very important process. We discussed it yesterday, that, sadhu sangha is one of the main things of devotional life. Anyway, I can't find it now. It's here. It says, it's a 3, if you want, you can read with me, because it's very important. It's 3:42. And I'm sorry, I had a little bit of a busy few hours, last 24 hours. So I wanted to bring my notes, because I looked up that verse. I'll just read the translation quickly, because it refers to what we're saying now. And Prabhupada also quotes that verse that I just explained, Paramdrishvanivartante, in the purport. The working sense, I'll just give you the Sanskrit, because it's very nice. Indriyani paranyahur, indriyepya parangmanaha, manasastu para budhir, yobude paratastu saha. The working translation, the working senses are superior to dull matter. Working senses are legs, hands, genitals, anus, and voice. Working senses are superior to dull matter. Mind is higher than the senses. Intelligence is still higher than the mind, and he, the soul, is even higher than the intelligence. So I won't read the whole paragraph. But I want you to go to the half of the first paragraph, and it says, in the Katha Upanishad, there is a similar passage in which it is said that the objects of sense gratification are superior to the senses, and mind are superior to the senses, and mind is superior to the sense objects. If, therefore, the mind is directly engaged in the service of the Lord constantly, then there is no chance that the senses will become engaged in other ways. This mental attitude has already been explained. Param drishtva nivartante. If the mind is engaged in the transcendental service of the Lord, there is no chance of its being engaged in the lower propensities. Yeah, so it's a very simple process, actually, Krishna consciousness. You just chant Hare Krishna, and then the mind is engaged. And I've been chanting this mantra for 15 years, and if you think about it materially, how you can say, one few words, three words actually, Hare Krishna Ram, so many hours, 1-2 hours every day for 15 years. But it gets better. I'm getting more attraction for it. How is it possible, materially speaking, What's the explanation? I mean, they'll probably say I'm crazy or something. But, I'm experiencing, like what Prabhupada says, we're scientists, you do an experiment, you chant this mantra and you find out. So I've been doing the experiment for 15 years, and I can tell you it works. It's a very powerful mantra. You chant this mantra, it's a very nice engagement, and it sets you up, because, we're in the temple, and we generally chant here at, 5 o'clock. And then it sets you up for the whole day. Even if you're tired, this is my experience, if you're tired, and I chant very fast, and I've been criticized many times, and I also chant a little bit sloppy. I sometimes skip a few mantras. It's not good, a few names. It's not good. I'm not trying to, say that it's good. But my point I want to make is that I'm really putting a lot of effort into it. And you could say maybe that is material, but I'm just, it really helps me to sort of push through tiredness and or mental, and it gets more better. Like I was there when Sridhar Maharaj, they called him the Jolly Swami, was in Bombay. It was at the end of his breath, he had a few more months to live. And he was saying, why is it that after 8 rounds I get some taste? You know, why the first 8 rounds is such a struggle? And I never forgot that, and I experienced that myself. First 8 rounds is a little bit tough, and then it gets easier. After the 8th round, 9th round, then it gets more easy, and you get some taste. But you have to a little bit push through. That's why Prabhupada says you should chant all 16 rounds in one go. Because you kind of, it's like when you, I'm now doing a little bit workout. But if you stop in the half of the workout, it's, you know, like for instance, you do 20 push-ups. The main push-ups that gonna build your muscles is the last three, because that's when the muscles are starting to struggle, and then you're giving the body an incentive that you have to, you know, you have to do more, and then they start to grow. But if you just do 10, and or whatever 5, whatever is your you know, then it doesn't work. So it's the same with the chanting. If you do 8, then it's just clearing. And then you get these next 8, and then it's really cleaning, because that's ultimately what it does. It cleans the mirror of the mind. Chaito dharpana marjanam chitta marpu says. And that's what we want. We want that the mind becomes clean. Mantra. Mana means mind. Tra, to deliver. This mantra, it delivers the mind to the lotus feet of Lord Krishna. So, it's that simple. You just chant this mantra, and you can chant it, and in a few minutes, then we're going to chant it together, which is even more powerful. This is called Harinam, the name of Hari, Sankirtan. Together, we'll glorify Krishna. Hare Krishna. Thank you. It's even more powerful if we sing together. But the japa, it has a special taste. Like Prabhupada says, there's an English proverb, variety is the mother of enjoyment. So, you do japa and you chant, and it will be very nice if you do both. And then Prabhupada says there's also a diet. We offer all our food to Krishna, and that is our secret weapon. It's called prasadam, or the mercy of the Lord. Because, I mean, there are some instances in our tradition that the deity actually ate the, as we call it, the bhoga. Bhoga means enjoyment or food. And then nothing was left. Like with the little boy, his father told him, okay, you do the offering, we have to go out. And he was on a very high level, this boy. He didn't see the deity as a deity. Some devotee said to Prabhupada, yeah, the deities will come soon from India. And Prabhupada said, dolls. He simply thinks they are dolls. Prabhupada, you know, he taught us that we should not try to think that this is the deity. We should try to think this is Krishna. This is Gopinath. So this boy was on that level. He was a small boy, and he thought this is Krishna. His parents taught him that you should eat your plate. You're a little boy, you have to grow. So this boy was telling Krishna, because he took off the offering, as his father told him after 20 minutes, and all the food was still there. So this boy was getting in anxiety. He thought, my parents are going to come back, and then Krishna hasn't eaten his plate. So he got on the case of the deity. You better eat your plate now, because, you know. And he started to get a stick, and the deity became afraid. And because of the devotion of the boy, he actually started eating the prasadam. And his father didn't believe him. He became very angry, because his father thought, you know, you just ate all the mahaprasadam. This is not good, you know. And then I think they checked him, because they went away, and then they started looking, and then they saw that the deity actually was eating the prasadam. So it can happen if you're very, very devotional. But generally, Krishna doesn't eat it. He'll just leave it for us. But he does eat it, because it's explained. We sing this song every day, or actually Mother Yamuna, who has recently left us, she sings this song every day. At 7:15, tomorrow you can experience it. And in that song is explained that Krishna's body is spiritual, and that every senses are interchangeable. So he can eat with his eyes. He can, you know, it's like spiritual. So he doesn't have to put the food in his mouth to eat it. And you can, I mean, if you are a little bit sensitive, you can taste the difference between, as we call it, bhoga and prasadam, or food that is not offered and food that has been offered to Lord Krishna. You can taste the difference. And I think, I mean, I've never scientifically researched it, but they say, and I think it's true, that prasadam also, it stays longer good. You can keep it longer. Like, for instance, these flower garlands, people sometimes take them to their homes, and they say, I cannot believe these flowers, they stay good so long. They can't believe it. Because it's prasadam. It's basically, the molecules have actually changed. They're actually covered by ignorance, and because they're offered, then they become spiritualized. And it's a matter of degrees. You can become more spiritual. Like, when I offer something, it's probably not the same as Srila Prabhupada offers something. Like, there is one story that Prabhupada offered some dal to his Guru Maharaj on his Guru Maharaj Vyasa Puja, Bhaktisiddhanta Goswami Maharaj. And then he left, he cooked for his disciples and himself, and then he left the room. And then without saying anything, all the disciples, it was in the beginning, all the disciples just went to this pot of dal or khichdi, and they just started all to eat from this pot without saying anything. And they just finished it, and then they just all sat quietly. And they were just in total spiritual ecstasy, because the prasadam was so powerful, and there was so much devotion in that prasadam. And the devotee explains it, Narayan, he explains on the memory tapes, that, you know, he never forgot it. That prasadam. So you have different gradations of spiritual. The more one is spiritual, the more powerful. It's explained in the Bhagavad Gita. Ye yathamam prapajyante tangsate bhajami aham. Right, as you surrender unto me, I will reciprocate. So the more you are devotional, like this little boy, the more Krishna will reciprocate. It's only logical. Krishna is just like us. If somebody is really nice to you, you have to reciprocate. It's going to be very difficult to disagree with that person. So Krishna is just like that. So if we become very, very devotional, and it was explained yesterday by Aryan, the main thing is, like I have now a garland, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, the main garland that you should wear is Trinada Pisanichana. You should be more humble than a blade of grass. You should be more tolerant than a tree. And you should be devoid of all false prestige, and you should be ready to offer all respects to others. So that we should wear around our neck that verse, and then we can chant every day, every minute, 24 hours, Kirtaniya Sadahari. So humility is very, very important. And humility ultimately means that we, like I said in the beginning, about the serving with devotees, and so we try to serve the devotees. That's really the main thing. Because we are accustomed to serve ourselves or to serve our family, but we should realize that the devotees and ultimately Krishna is our real family. And so we should serve Krishna and his devotees. And that is real humility. Okay. So any questions on that? I feel I need to explain a little bit more. I usually go through the whole purport, but I don't think there's if there's time we can still go through it. But there's one comment at least I think I should make. It says here, this is from Yamuna Acharya, one of our Acharyas. Since my mind has been engaged in the service of the lotus feet of Lord Krishna, and I've been enjoying an ever new transcendental humor, whenever I think of sex life with a woman, my face at once turns from it and I spit at the thought. So the idea is that the devotee here in question, Sri Yamuna Acharya, the idea is that is the thought of enjoying separately from Krishna. And of course the culmination of enjoyment is sex life. And since he is a man, you know, of course he is attracted to a woman. So, but the reason why he's spinning is because he sees himself enjoying separately from Krishna. That is, you know, it's like if you meditate on it, it's actually a very selfish act in one sense. At the same time, we also say that I mean, Krishna says that if you have sex life according to religious principles, that is me. That is called the Grihastha Ashram. So it's married life. So it can be done under certain restrictions, under certain rules, and then it is actually spiritual. But then it's Krishna conscious, because the idea is then that you have the sex to make a Krishna conscious child. So the whole meditation is to serve Krishna. And what he is talking about, this devotee, is the selfish desire to enjoy separately from Krishna. And that is why he's spitting. And like I'm saying, if you really think about it, then it's a very selfish act. And this devotee, he realized it, and he is thinking about himself. Why am I doing that? This is, in one sense you could say, I mean, it's a strong word, but it's demoniac. And it is actually why we are here. We want to enjoy separately from Krishna. And if you come on a pure stage, then you start to get disgusted. And that is actually, because this is the last thing I want to share with you. I've been meditating on this for a long time, of becoming humble. You know, and sometimes Prabhupada said, just become humble. What is nice about Prabhupada, that he's very down by earth. He's very practical. Because we can theorize about it. Oh, what is humility? And Prabhupada said, just be humble. We don't have to philosophize 10 hours about what humble means. Like I sometimes say, cooperation means that I cooperate with you, not that you have to also cooperate with me, otherwise it doesn't work. We'll just be fighting that, no, you should cooperate with me. Cooperate means I just try to cooperate with you. But one of the things I realized, that one of the things to become really humble, and maybe if you become... because that's why I'm thinking about it, maybe if you become disgusted about yourself, that it helps, is to become thankful. And one of the ways to become thankful is to realize that you're fallen. But the thing is with being thankful is that it's positive, and it's not negative. I mean, it's nothing wrong with being negative, you know, no illicit sex, no meat eating, no intoxication. But we're speaking about positive, that paramdrishtva, you need a higher taste. So this is also positive. The higher taste is, or the positive is, that you try to be thankful. You try to be thankful for Krishna saving you. Because that is also why devotees start crying, advanced devotees. They start crying because they think, oh, here I am. I want to enjoy sex life, but still Krishna is saving me. And then they become so thankful, and at the same time they feel so fallen that they start to cry. Because they think, I am actually not worthy. And so we need to develop this thankfulness, especially towards the devotees, because it's, at least from my experience, it's very difficult to be humble to, you know, devotees. And we have a tendency to think, this is not a devotee, you know. But we have to be very careful with that. Devotees are very, very special. Akrura was here. He stressed it many times. But so we have to try to find the reason why we can be thankful to a devotee, to the devotees, but, you know, it's always good to specify to this person why I should be thankful to this person. He's giving me this, he's giving me that. And then from there, out of love almost, you'll become humble because you're being thankful. So it's something I'm struggling still with it. It's just something I recently realized. So I just wanted to share that with you. Okay, so I think any more question or comment? Okay, so thank you very much. Now we'll have bhajans. Maybe Gaurav wants to lead. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.